This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats, you stand no chance. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I don't have a dog in the fight. All I care about is making America great again. I don't care about your politics. All I care is that you care about this country. Put it number one. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You are listening to Kevin Jackson, and I'm going to give you the truth. I don't care what your political persuasion is. If you're a Democrat, I'm going to tell you how stupid your party is. I'm going to tell you how racist your party is. If you're a Republican, I'm going to tell you how stupid they can be, how, having no balls, let me just put it that way, makes them almost complicit to the Democratic agenda, the progressive agenda, and how we got here. I don't care how you like it. I don't care how you feel about me. Just going to tell you up front, if you come in here thinking that I'm going to be, oh, please stay with me, be one of my fans, be one of my whatever, I don't care. I flatly don't care. What I care about is what is going to benefit this country as a whole, make us better. And let me tell you something. If we allowed Donald Trump to do what he's going to do it regardless. But if we were to all get behind him and support what he's doing, from a policy perspective, this country would be better. Unlike Barack Obama, who was for hope and change, because he wanted a different America, Donald Trump wants to make the existing America great again. Because, let me explain something to you bonehead leftist zombie Democrats. America is the greatest country that has ever existed in mankind. There is nothing that will come along that will be better. That's a fact. It's as good as it gets because it gives you freedom. That is the reason why no other country will capture or be better than America, including Israel, who, by the way, is blessed by God to exist. But Israel exists because America exists. That's a fact. God ordained America to be big brother over Israel, and they're the second best country ever. I'm just going to put it out there for you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. But the Democrats don't like that because they wanted hope and change. They got baby black Jesus, who was a false messiah, and he led them down the primrose path. And you know what? If they want to go down that path, let's continue. These are people that have tried and tried again. I don't know how many failed attempts they have had to depose Donald Trump after, here it comes, wishing for Donald Trump. These are the people that orchestrated for Donald Trump to be the Republican candidate, the chosen one, in 2016. They orchestrated him. They figured he would be the easiest guy to beat. Why? Because Donald Trump attacked Mexico. He attacked Mexicans. He called them. He said there were bad people that were coming from Mexico, drug dealers, human traffickers, what? I don't know. Whatever. What do you call them? Drug dealers and something? I mean, I know it was something along those lines. Oh, I can't believe that Donald Trump would call them Mexicans drug dealers and criminals. It's what they were. It's what many of them are. It doesn't mean that they're all bad, but I don't care. It doesn't mean, who cares that they're not all bad? It's like, oh, black people, they're such good people. Black people, we are committing more. A small percentage of us are committing enough crimes where, you know what, it is impacting a lot of us. It's making everybody suspect. This is be real. Anyway, they called Donald Trump a xenophobe for how he's handling Mexicans. Then they called him a racist. And then they threw in a racist because he was supposedly Islamophobic because he was doing the same ban on Muslims coming from radical countries into America that Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, did. But, oh, we're going to get Donald Trump because he's a xenophobe and a racist. And when that didn't work, they tried to convince us that he was unhinged. The Wharton grad, billionaire, self-made billionaire, businessman, multinational mogul, is unhinged. His employees don't like him, and on and on and on. He's crazy. You don't want him to have the button. I'll beat up Sonny Liston. Give it to me. I'll knock him out. I don't know. I'm trying to do some Ali there. Then, after they couldn't prove he was unhinged, they said, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get his taxes. We will get that man's taxes, and we will prove to you that he's a cheat. He's a horrible person. And I don't know whether this is in chronological order, but then they were brought up Stormy Daniels. Oh, he goes out, a billionaire playboy, has to pay prostitutes in order to get laid. A good-looking billionaire playboy has to pay Stormy Daniels $120,000 because he has to pay for a stripper in order to get his jollies off. How did that go over? Then it was multiple women, right? Oh, we got all these women, and Gloria Allred is going to represent them. Y'all remember that little phase of things? Then they said, uh-oh, wait a minute. Donald Trump made a statement during a campaign that says he hopes the Russians will reveal Hillary Clinton's emails. He's colluding with the Russians. Oh, my gosh. He'd rather see the Russians win than Hillary Clinton. I don't know. They were clowning, man. You need me to recap? Let me tell you, everything these people were trying to do started with his xenophobia against Mexicans, his racism against Mexicans, and against Islamists. And I believe the Charlottesville thing had come along at some point. I don't know when, but then it was against blacks. Then they said he was unhinged, that you could not trust Donald Trump because Donald Trump is crazy. Forget his track record of success and, you know, taking a piece of ground and putting a beautiful building or a golf course or a resort or something on it. Forget that. The man is crazy. He can't do anything. If Donald Trump builds something for you, you can't live in it. You can't breathe it. You can't eat in it. It's a horrible thing. The man who wrote The Art of the Deal, is probably the biggest single name brand possibly in the world, and they want you to believe he's cray cray. And then when they couldn't prove he was unhinged, then they threw in, oh, well, he's making money off of things. We need to look at his taxes. Oh, my gosh. No, no, no. That's not going to do it. He's a misogynist. Look at all these women that we suddenly, finger quotes, found who are now involved with him, including a stripper. And she's a sleazy one at that. And then Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. And that's what they tried to convince you of with Donald Trump. And they continue to this day. Many, many other things that they planned against him. I'm going to go into it in the next segment because I want to just finish off on this. And we got a ton more to talk about. But I just want you to understand why it's not going to work. Why all these failed attempts to get rid of Donald Trump have actually backfired.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I started early on that saying he was a con artist, that he's a sleazebag, that he is profiteering. I said all of these things because of the research that my staff had done even before he was elected to office. He has a reputation for being this kind of individual, and he has gotten away with more than anybody would ever dream that he's gotten away with. He has a lot of protection going on for himself. He has Mitch McConnell over on the Senate side.
Right.
Who is protecting him. He's got Kavanaugh now up in the Supreme Court. He's got Barr, who's acting like his personal attorney. He's tried to stack the courts all the way up to the Supreme Court. He's done everything that he can, including firing people in order to get done what he wants to get done. It is outrageous. We could go on and talk about this president all day and all night. The fact of the matter is, he has disrespected all of us. He has used this president for his own advantage. advantages and his family's advantages, and he should have been impeached. That's what should have happened. The American people are sick and tired of this president who has a reputation not only for being a con artist, but who has disrespected women, talked about grabbing women by their private parts. One of his best friends, who supposedly committed suicide in prison, was a pedophile, and he knew it because he even said he knew that he liked young girls. Who is this awful, terrible man?
I don't know.
It's the president of the United States.
I don't know if it's been established that he was a best friend with Mr. Epstein, just to be clear. He did say, like,
pardon?
Young girl. I'm just saying that in the matter of Jeffrey Epstein, who you're referring to, I don't know if it's been established that he was the president's best friend or that he knew specifically
he was preying on underage women. He was one of his friends, and we've let him off the hook on that. We're talking about Clinton and Prince Edward and everybody else. All of them need to be called to respond to this, and including the president of the United States. Right. Yes, that was his friend. Let him deny it.
They were definitely his friend. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, thank you very much.
Indeed, Congresswoman, thank you very much for helping Donald Trump get elected. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, talking about the Democrats unhinged in their failed attempts to depose Donald Trump, pre-election and post-election, the guy that they selected, hand-picked candidate to run against fat ankles Hillary Clinton, cankles, and didn't make it. They couldn't pull it off. They said the man was a xenophobe. They said he's a racist against not only Mexicans, but he's a racist against Arabs and blacks. They said that Donald Trump was crazy. He was unhinged. He was willing to deal with Putin and on and on. And by the way, I'm gonna give you kind of a rundown because I want you to understand this is rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. They talked about Donald Trump and they said he's a tax cheat. That backfired when Rachel Maddow found out, wait a minute, hold on. Donald Trump made $700 billion. He paid, you know, $100 million in taxes and blah, blah, blah. It was like, oh, so I got to vamp for an hour now that the taxes have been exposed. Then they said he was a misogynist and they tried to tie him to women and they pulled a Kavanaugh. Oh, listen, 30, 40 years, 50 years ago when nobody gave a crap, Donald Trump actually was dating women. What? He was dating women? A billionaire playboy dating women? He's divorced it? Then they said he was colluding with the Russians because Donald Trump makes one comment about, hey, Putin, why don't you Russians get Hillary's emails? Talk about a way to deflect, huh? Collusion. Then, remember when they said, we got him. Manafort and Flynn. We got him. Indictments. Robert Mueller. The special counsel. They're going to crush Donald Trump. They're going to crush him like a bug. I remember all the people going, he's afraid. Donald Trump is in fear. He's waking up. They say at the White House, Donald Trump is sleepless. And I told you guys, Donald Trump sleeps through cannon fire. He is not losing one moment of sleep. You want to know who's sleeping like a baby? The Democrats. And if you think that's a good thing, let me just tell you something. If you're sleeping like a baby, it means you're getting up every 2 hours screaming. That's what the Democrats are doing. Trust me, folks. Manafort and Flynn. Then they came up with more misogyny. They were finding more and more women. Then there were more calls of racism. They won't leave Charlottesville alone, even though Donald Trump never said what they said. That they claim, there are good people on all sides, as if he was condoning what the leftists were doing with their KKK and their Antifas and their not neo-Nazis and all that. So more racism, right? Then they came back with much more on collusion, and guess what they added? They added obstruction, because they didn't get what they wanted with collusion. Right? But forget all that, but because I'm jumping ahead. Before that, remember Cohen, the lawyer, when they raided his office, and Cohen took all of his files. This is the president's personal attorney. They raid his office, they take all his files, and the Democrats were glorious, man. They were like, oh my gosh, we got him now. We have illegally gone in and seized, forget about attorney-client privilege, we have taken all these records from Cohen. It's going to bring him down. They had Cohen's going to testify against Donald Trump. And what happened? Cohen sits his butt in prison and Donald Trump remains what? In the presidential, in the White House, sitting his white buttocks in the Oval Office chair. Yes. Then they re-brought up taxes. Think about it. Don't go back too far, folks. You can go back 2 or 3 months. Now we've got Deutsche Bank and blah, 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 and we've got all of Donald Trump's financial records. And you know why you're not hearing anything about it? Because there's nothing to report. So, taxes and finances. Oh, then there's some more racism. Donald Trump has gone after Elijah Cummings. He's a civil rights icon. Donald Trump has gone after the squad. Told them to go back. That's going to do it. We got more racism. Oh, let's not forget about all the polling, right? Back in the early days, Donald Trump's polling terribly. He's not going to... Oh, shoot. Donald Trump won. Now what are we hearing again? Donald Trump is polling badly again. And there's racism and there's taxes and there's Cohen. It's going to bring him down. And there's obstruction and there's collusion and there's more racism and there's misogyny, right? Oh, no, let's time to Epstein like Maxine Waters. He's Epstein's friend. And he is, don't talk to me about Bill Clinton. He's Epstein's friend. That is his friend. And even Chris, what's his face? Chris Hayes is going, he's not really, he's not his friend. I mean, come on, Congresswoman, he's trying to get in a word edge. He is Donald Trump's friend. And then what do? They said there's going to be a recession. Oh my gosh, look at the stock market. It's about to fall. Everything's cratering. Donald Trump. Oh, no, it's Barry Satoro's economy. Oh, no, it's not, because old Barry said we couldn't grow from 2% GDP and we're going to lose all these manufacturing jobs. So Trump brings back all the manufacturing jobs, gives you a 3% GDP. Oh, well, it's still Barry's. It's still baby black Jesus's economy. And people go, no, it's not that. Well, then it's going to be a recession. It's all going to fail. Recession. And then more racism, right? And then more whatever. Look. It's rinse and repeat. If I go back through this and give you the thing of, okay, Donald Trump's a racist, a misogynist, he's anti-homophobic, he's this, he's Islamophobic, he's this, he's unhinged, he's got collusion, he's obstruction. And I ask you this, with what's-his-face Schiff saying, hey, we got Donald Trump, we got all this evidence, where's your evidence? Give me anything. We're going to impeach him. That was the next strategy. We got to impeach him. And you know who they are? The party of infanticide, of gun confiscation, the party of non-free speech, the party of open borders, racial identity politics, government-controlled health care has nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Georgia Republican Doug Collins compares Democrats' impeachment inquiry to the Price is Right game, Plinko.
They just drop the thing in and see which way it bounces. Well, first it was Mueller, first it was this, first it was a Mike, and they just trying to hit the imaginary target of getting rid of a president that they don't like. You don't do it this way.
On the other side of the aisle, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California says the transcript released today by President Trump was more damaging than he expected.
It is shocking at another level that the White House would release these notes and felt that somehow this would help the president's case or cause.
E-cigarette giant Juul has announced that CEO Kevin Burns has resigned. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are so many signs that the Democrats are in trouble. I really find it interesting that so many people seem so concerned about what's going to happen in the 2020 election. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I mean, I could go on. I've been talking about Joe Biden for a long time, and he probably showcases the major issues in the Democratic Party. And I don't know how much to even rehash it except to tell you that the top person in the Democratic Party can't even get the majority of the party to support him. Now, I know what you're thinking. If you're thinking ahead, you're like, well, Kevin, it doesn't matter what happens in the primaries, because once they select their candidate, they all rally around him. That's not true. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That is a fallacy. Let me tell you why. So there is a progressive movement within the Democratic Party that doesn't see Biden as progressive enough. They are radicals. That is the AOC, the Ilhan Omars, etc. Biden wants to be considered a centrist. But in order to win, he would have to win over us, which means he has to shift to the right. But we don't believe him, number one, because we are pretty firmly set for Donald Trump. So let's just say they're moderates that go, you know, Joe Biden seems to be the voice of reason. Okay, great. But then Joe Biden then flips to the left. He starts talking about certain things that the left wants. But now he's for open borders. Now he's for whatever else, all the craziness on that side. So the moderate is shifted, who's supposed to be moving to the right a little bit more to say, hey, guys, I want you. When he moves there, we don't believe him, because he then shifts back to the left. He's in a quandary. The party's in a quandary. They know it. You probably know it. I don't know if you want to realize it. I don't know how many ways I can describe that these people are between a rock and a hard place. Their only salvation is if they can rig the election. These people want infanticide. They want golf. They want gun confiscation. They want to suppress your speech. I talked earlier in the broadcast. Dave Chappelle is the one saying, look, here's your free speech. He completely destroyed everything these people stand for. There is a revolt within the Democratic Party. I've spoken to Democrats and former Democrats who say, I don't like that. I can't say what I want to say. They're for socialism. They want racial identity politics. They want religious identity politics. They want gender identity politics. They want to control your health. They want to control the foods you eat. I'm not even exaggerating this one bit. They want to control the air that you breathe, and they want you to pay for things that are just your God-given stuff. And they want to convince you that the tides are going to rise as they buy that massive condos and build houses on islands. You get what I'm saying? They are a party of contradictions. What are you worried about? Holy cow. Joe Biden was speaking on climate change. I don't know if you guys saw this. He suggested without evidence that climate change was responsible for the Darfur genocide and for cancer during the CNN town hall. You understand what I'm saying? Everything that's happening bad, suddenly it's because of climate change. Look what happened in Darfur, Biden exclaimed. What's Darfur all about? Darfur is all about the fact that the sub-Saharan desert, cause of the change in climate, no longer had enough arable land. He continued to claim, by claiming that many people have personal experiences with being impacted negatively with climate change, including being diagnosed with cancer. By the way, he was supposed to cure cancer when he was under the Democrats, under President Obama. He was supposed to, he was set on a mission to cure cancer. Darfur genocide and cancer is a climate change issue. I just want you to understand how crazy these people are, folks. Joe Biden's eye was bleeding. He's a picture of health, right? But he's so stressed that at that CNN town hall, he looked like somebody poked him in the eye with a finger. Here's what somebody wrote about it. Biden, 76, has long been plagued by health issues. In 1988, he suffered an aneurysm that burst and required him to undergo emergency surgery. The then senator was so close to death that a Catholic priest began preparing to administer the sacrament of the last rites. As if these clowns really care about religion. Months later, surgeons clipped a second aneurysm before it burst. Biden then took a seven-month leave from the Senate following the surgery. He took a permanent leave from his senses, by the way. Describing the operation, he once said, "They literally had to take the top of my head off." I don't think they put it back. Look, I wish Joe Biden nothing but health. I really do. We're all going to die. But I'm not going to be mean-spirited and wish. But I'm just telling you, the dude is a moron. And part of it has to do with Joe Biden's always been a moron. He's always been a publicity-seeking, my story's better than your story type of guy. He wants to be in the forefront. And he's gotten it. And now that he's gotten it, the left want to overlook that he's crazy, creepy Joe. But he is. He's that crazy, creepy uncle that everybody knows. And now the dude that was already stupid has had brain surgery twice, and he wants you to think it hasn't impacted him. People wonder why this man has no filter, why he's a gaffe machine. I'm telling you. Yeah, climate change. Genocide, cancer, are because of climate change. They're not because of an errant gene that happens inside of your body. It's climate change. I mean, let me just give you a little bit of history here, okay? Genocide has been happening pretty much since the beginning of man. Man has been destroying other man since we were walking with a curve, okay? We were cavemen. Cancer has been occurring in man since the beginning of man. But Joe Biden wants you to believe that cancer and genocide are the cause for man-made global warming. I want to try to put this in some sort of a perspective that makes you go, oh, okay, I see, Kev. I see how stupid that sounds. Why would you even say that? If you want to convince me as a conservative, Kevin, give me some credibility. You know, at least give me a little leeway. You could say something like this. You could say, Kevin, surely you do know that man has some impact on his environment. Yes, indeed. I agree with that. To what degree we can differ? You're exactly right. In other words, if we didn't exist, I don't know what the environment would. In other words, to take a city, don't do anything for a decade, the trees and stuff will grow back over. You won't even know there was ever concrete there. You may see buildings, but eventually they're going to be covered with vegetation, some sort of moss, whatever, and you won't even know they were there. You probably couldn't even find the entrance in 100 years. Certainly in 1,000 years. Maybe not in Arizona, you know, where it's super hot. Build it anywhere near where there's vegetation and all that. The vegetation will take. I can go with that. But don't tell me that how much we're going to impact the environment and it's going to destroy the environment and I'm the creator. Yeah, because now you're starting to stretch it. You don't have any evidence of it. And so here's Joe Biden telling me that something that occurs in man because of just the nature of man, or something that occurs in nature, that being cancer, is being caused by us. It's crazy. Now, if you said to me, Kevin, a nuclear power plant has created cancer clusters and such, okay, that's man creating a part, you know, exacerbating something that occurs in nature. I get that. But don't tell me we're creating cancer. Cancer's very creative all on its own. So you got Jill Biden, who released her autobiography, and she said of her husband after these two brain surgeries, "I feared he would never be the same. Our doctors told us there was a 50-50 chance Joe wouldn't survive the surgery." He also said it was even more likely that Joe would have permanent brain damage if he survived. And if any part of his brain would be adversely affected, it would be the area that governs speech. Well, guess what? It wasn't the area that governed speech completely. It was the area that governed his ability to filter speech, and it was the area that governed the function of his brain to be able to make rational thoughts. That's what's been impacted by Joe Biden, in the world of Joe Biden. And the leftists want to ignore it. And they want you, and I don't go back to the earlier part of the broadcast where I was talking about all the ways they want to get Donald Trump. You're not going to hear anybody talking about Donald Trump having brain damage. The closest they came to that was saying he was unhinged. And guess what Donald Trump did? He said, if I'm unhinged, then what was Barack Obama? Because everything I do works. So what is Barack Obama? And that's the quandary that the left has to deal with. In a simple word, folks, results. Results. So, people, you keep writing to me, you keep calling me, you keep telling me, okay, I don't know. Look, act as if, because we are in the driver's seat. The Democrats are the ones who are scrambling.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's an article written in the American Spectator, and essentially the title was Democrats Need But Don't Want Biden. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. And it's a fact. They need him, but they don't want him. And I want you to think about when you've had to be in that position yourself where you needed somebody, but you're like, you don't want him. Let me put it to you this way. There are relationships that are like that, where people are together out of convenience, the need for one another, the need of the financial need. For example, you have a partner and you can't do it on your own. If you both split up, You got to go live in a roach infested area of the city. But together, you can scrape it out and stick it out in a little better place, but it's inconvenient because you really don't want to be together. You really don't like each other, but you do it. Believe me. Many, the people listening to this program, some of you have found yourself in that. Maybe you worked your way through it, who knows, but that's a fact. Keeper to keeper. There's probably an ancillary phrase for men, you know, cheaper to keep him or whatever, but you get what I'm saying. And that's where the Democrats are. They're in a quandary. They need Biden, but they don't want him. According to Real Clear Politics, by the way, I hate all the polling because I swear it's so bad. But it does give you a glimpse because even it's certainly on the Democrat side, it doesn't give you a glimpse with us, but it gives you a glimpse on the Democrat side. And here's says the latest average of national polling on Democrat contenders. Biden is below where he was before the debate. And although his drop from 32 to 30.5% is slight, so it's only a 1.5% drop, the fact is he's not gaining. Despite being the Democrats' only consequential establishment option, is significant. Even more significant, they write, is the collective left's continued gain. Prior to the first debate, the left of the Democrats' field, everyone except Biden, Bullock, Delaney, and the since withdrawn Hickenlooper, stood at 55%. Now it's at 58.5%. Because most are following the Democrats' contest like a racehorse, they miss the contest's real dynamic. The race is not Biden against another candidate, regardless of who it is. It's Biden versus the field. And the Democrats' field is clearly the left. The problem for Democrats is that Biden is not closing while the field is gaining and the clock is running. So what they're telling you is it was 55% that stood left of Biden, but now it's 58.5%. So it's more. And clearly Biden dropped only 1.5%, but that gain of 3.5% saying the left is gaining at a much faster pace, more than twice the pace. When I say the left, I'm saying left of center, left of Biden. He says, to put the Democrats' 2020 leftward tilt into perspective compared to the 2016 results. In that two-person race, Clinton was the establishment. She won 54.8% of the awarded delegates. Sanders was the left, and he won 45.2%. Today's left is well ahead of where Clinton was, and Biden is well behind where Sanders was. All current evidence suggests that as today's race continues, the left will rise even more. Looking back demonstrates the danger ahead for Democrats. According to the 2016 exit polling, liberals comprise only 26% of voters, conservatives were 35%, moderates were 33%. Clearly neither a liberal nor a conservative can win without moderates, but liberals need substantially more. This is what they're writing. To attain 50% of the electorate, liberals must double their own percentage. Obtaining the additional 24% of the electorate means they must win 61.5% of moderates. In contrast, at 35%, conservatives only need an additional 15%, equating to just 38% of moderates. Now, that's a lot of number mumbo jumbo, but you get the point. Conservatives are in much better position than liberals because liberals have an internal battle waging. There is a civil war within the Democratic Party that the media really doesn't want you to know. They said now, compare then to now with the 2020 nominee. Well, no, let me go back because I want to talk about what Trump did. They say liberals are playing on a field that's tilted against them. And they go into Trump's numbers. So let me look here real quick. How hard does it make it for 2020? Democrats bent on nominating a left candidate is also shown by the 2020 exit polling. Clinton won 52% of the moderates then. Trump just 40% of the moderates. So what they're telling you is if Trump wins 40% of the moderates again, which he easily will, the Democrats can't win. They only need 38%. But anyway, they say compare now. They say Democrats will need significantly more moderates than when Clinton won, despite Hillary being closer to them on the ideological spectrum. Let me go ahead and get a little further down here. Then their 2020 candidate would be. And they said, and still Hillary lost in 2016, even while dominating among moderates to a greater degree than the Democrats' 2020 nominee will. This is Bad news for the Dems, baby. They said, contrasting with full support of conservatives, he only won 81% in 2016. They're talking about Trump. Trump's 2016 moderate support is above the amount he would need in 2020, and running against a left Democrat will make him more likely to attract moderates. Biden remains the biggest threat to Trump, but he remains the Democrats' only unlikely nominee. On their increasing leftward course, Democrats will be hard-pressed to match Clinton's 2016 showing. At the same time, with the incumbency and the economy, Trump is quite likely to increase his 2016 results. Folks, this is real clear politics. I promise you, they are not right-leaning at whatsoever. And they've missed the polling on Clinton to such a degree, you almost think somebody just made it up. But they're giving you the skinny now. So Democrats are in big trouble. They said Trump's going to need less moderates than he did in 2016, but he's going to get more. Democrats, they say, could not be more dependent on this key voter segment. Yet the candidate who could help them the most with moderates is the one least likely to get nominated. That would be Joe Biden. So the quandary, and look, I've been talking about this. I said it early on. I'm going to repeat it again. I said the Democrats will not select Joe Biden as their candidate for all the reasons that this guy is talking about. They've lurched so far left that Joe Biden, I mean, the party's gone. Okay, it's gone. Joe Biden doesn't even know this Democratic Party, number one. Number two, that he's an anachronism. Because Joe Biden doesn't know the party, he makes the mistakes that from where he's stuck. It would be like the show Mad Men, you know, where women can only be secretaries. And that's where Joe Biden is stuck. So he's got this progressive movement that's got women who hate men. They want to cut men's genitals off. I'm not even exaggerating this. And Joe Biden's still out there being sneaky Joe. He didn't even know how to act in his own party. So how do you think he's going to... It would be like your great-grandfather... having to take your smartphone and program it for all the apps and the things that kids use today. Just give your great-grandpa that phone and say, go do it, great-grandpa. Keep me connected. Connect with me. He wouldn't even know how to search for the apps. He wouldn't know how to add the apps. He wouldn't know how to put the password. You get what I'm saying? That's Joe Biden for the Democratic Party. Yet, they need him. That's a problem. There's polling that came out from Biden versus Warren. And here's what it says. IBD and TIPP was considered one of the most accurate polls during the 2016 elections, finding Trump ahead of Clinton during the last few weeks of the campaign. The same poll has Biden with a, with a 12-point advantage over President Trump in 2020 in a head-to-head matchup. Now, they qualify that by saying, oh, this poll here is much closer to how things are going to go. But let me just, after everything I just explained to you, they say Biden has a 12-point advantage over Trump in a head-to-head matchup, and Warren has a 3-point lead. This was an Investor Business Daily. Elizabeth Warren had the support of 24% of registered Democrats and independents who lean Democratic, up from 17% in August. Joe Biden's support dipped to 28% from 30%. Meanwhile, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders came in a distant third, 12% unchanged. Senator Kamala Harris sank to 6% from 11% in August. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg slipped a point to 5%. New Jersey Cory Booker had all the backing of 4%, up from 2% in August. No other candidate polled more than 1%. Another 15% said they were undecided. That's your polling. So Biden slipping, Warren coming up. I just described the moderate situation, the left versus right situation, and they say Kamala Harris and Joe Biden can beat Trump. Now, there was a point where, remember, everybody could beat Trump. So they said, according to the poll, Biden, who can barely stay awake during interviews, has 54% to 42% over Trump. A month earlier, Biden had a 13-point lead, while Sanders would have had a Trump by 5 points and Warren 3 points. I don't even know where to go with this except to tell you this. The Democrat polling isn't even consistent in itself. Don't sweat it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.